This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Hey, Kelsey, can you tell us what you think about Trump's job performance so far in his first term, or second term?
I think he's great.
What issues are you most concerned about that he's doing well on?
Thank you, sir. Well, I think the economy is actually going really well.
I think so, too.
And we'll see what happens in the next year or so. I mean, what I always love is when the Democrats start talking about affordability, you always know they're going to charge you twice as much. And spend three times as much. So,
think any of the House in Malibu where we get built again?
I think they're ever going to bring back Frasier.
I think they did.
Did they? That was a good show. My mom watched that when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think they did reboot it. I don't know if it's still running. But I think it did at least another season.
Yeah, that was a good show. So that was him. Was he out, I guess, at the Kennedy Center stuff? Last night. Gene Simmons was out and about as well. This is Cut 34. Don't ask him who he voted for.
Good. Gene, you've been a friend of President Trump's for a long time. You've known him from Celebrity Apprentice. What's your take on his job performance so far? Are you supportive of the way he's handling the office?
Why do you care?
I'll be interested to see what you think, and you've known him for
all nonsense. It's all clickbait. When I was first starting to vote, there used to be a curtain, and you voted anonymously, and you voted your conscience. And nowadays, people want to know who you're voting for. What the f- business is anybody's? It's none of your business. That's why every person, one vote makes the difference. And you guys inflamed the situation by asking people, so, who did you vote for? Who are you for? You for Gorilla Monsoon or President Biden?
He and Trump are, and I've met both of them. I know both of them. They are very similar in terms of their behavior. Very similar. When POTUS, this was some years ago when I introduced him at CPAC, and my husband was with me, and we were backstage, and I introduced him to the president. We were talking, and I can't remember what he said. Like, you're a powerful and attractive man, you know, like shook his, did the man handshake. The first time we met Gene Simmons literally said the exact same thing and did the same thing. And we were like, are they the same person? Never seen him in the same, well, I mean, they were in the same room, I guess, at the Kennedy Center. But that was very, they are so similar. They are so similar. Their mannerisms, their manner of speaking, their countenance even, very similar. This is kind of funny. The folks who help make the program possible, it's Kel-Tec. They have a peacekeepers program that it supports the people who protect our communities, military, law enforcement, church security teams, school resource officers. These are the faith-based teams and SROs usually have small concealable pistols that have limited range and power. Kel-Tec's long guns can help solve that problem. They fold compact for discreet carry and deploy in seconds with full rifle capability. They get mission-ready support if you're a participant in the Peacekeepers program, extra platform testing, armor, training, all of that. And you get a special pricing for budget-conscious organizations. It's an active program already. They've equipped over a couple of dozen churches throughout the Faith-Based Security Network and a number of schools. And Kel-Tec is partnering with the Faith-Based Security Network, giving members access to peer training, security insights, and mission-ready tools tailored to faith environments. You can learn more about this Peacekeepers program by going to the Kel-Tec website at keltecweapons.com/Dana. That's K-E-L-T-E-C. And if you're interested, use that contact form, fill it out. They'll get back with you. It's keltecweapons.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
I'm just floored at one of the things that I saw on Netflix, right? Just when you think it can't get more ridiculous. Let me ask you this. First off, welcome back. You guys remember Mad Libs, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody remembers Mad Libs. And if you don't know what Mad Libs are, Steve, do you know what Mad Libs are? So that's okay. All right. So, you know, you would have a story and you have fill in the blank and you got to pick a couple of words and it always tells some kind of crazy story. I feel like that's where Netflix is in their content development. Yeah. And when I first saw this, much like when I first saw the Star Trek, the new Star Trek thing, and it looked like Glee in space, I thought, that's not real. This is no way this is real. It's too ridiculous. No. I'm going to learn at some point, Kane, that the dumber it is, the realer it is. Let me ask you guys this. What would you watch? A story about, not just about coal mines, but about a trans woman working in the coal mines in Argentina.
So a guy working in the coal mines in Argentina?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. This is how they, under more details, this is how they tag it, okay? This is also so dumb. It says, this show is sincere, inspiring, drama, LGBTQ+, overcoming the odds, Argentinian, intimate, fight the system. Oh, the only reason I watch Netflix anymore is because of the Great British Baking Show. That's it. That's all I care about anymore. So this show is called The Queen of Coal. And it's about a dude with a weenus who pretends to be a woman working in the coal mines. Kane, we can't show you a clip because we'll get, even though it's fair use, we get hit with copyright infringements because YouTube is a goat fornicator. And that's why. So, Netflix, Queen of Coal. Do you want to watch a dude pretending to be a woman dreaming about working in the coal mines, but in a town steeped in superstition and patriarchy? Oh my gosh, wait, full flipping stop. Hold up. So a dude dressed as a woman working in the coal mines is bitching about the patriarchy. Oh. Hmm. Huh. I call shenanigans. Nothing says patriarchy than trying to self-victimize your, like, be a bigger victim by pretending to be a woman in the coal mines.
Right.
It is a dude pretending to be a woman in the coal mines in a movie about the patriarchy.
He's taking their jobs.
I don't even want to, I don't want to watch a movie about a coal mine anyway. It's just sadness and dirt. I don't, and I definitely don't want to watch a man prance around pretending that he's got a.
Did this mentally ill man that dresses like a woman to work in the coal mines invent a new way to extract coal, or maybe, I don't know, a faster, more efficient way, safer way to extract coal from the mines?
You're really tempting me right now. I mean, we're at the end of the year, so my filter and my resistance to bad thoughts is at an all-time low, Kane. You're just playing with fire right now.
I appreciate the warning.
Do you want me to really answer this? I think he wants me to really answer this question.
I kind of do.
All right, so I don't know. Maybe because when he went into the Franken shop, maybe he just got a special poot sack that allows him to extract coal with an appendage. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I just feel if you're going to be stupid with your Netflix shows, then we are going to be equally absurd with trying to figure out what the hell you're doing here. Do you guys want to watch The Queen of Coal? Except it's not a queen. It's a dude pretending to be one. What in the Mad Libs hell is happening? Who sat around and greenlit this show? I really want to know this. Who sat around and decided to greenlight this show? And it's a real show. I swear to you, I'm not making this up. I swear, I promise I'm not. It is, all right, would you watch it, Kane?
Mm-hmm. For what reason? I don't find anything entertaining or that I'll discover anything new or learn anything.
The story is about Carl. Oh, sorry, Carlita. A dude. Guys, he's the first trans miner in Patagonia. All I know is that when his mother looked upon his face when he was first born, she thought, my son's going to grow up one day, pretend to be a woman, and act like he's really breaking some barriers by being the first trans woman coal miner in Patagonia. Right? What would you do if your husband's like, hey, sweetheart, let's watch this great movie on Netflix. Ooh, what's it about? It's about a man who's pretending to be a woman so he can be the first trans coal miner in Patagonia. What? Yeah. Thoughts, Kane?
It probably gets 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh, it's going to get 11,100 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's all those freaks like. They're like, the kookier it is, the freakier it is, the more Frankenweenuses that are in it, we're going to love it. That's what it should be called. Frankenweenus in the coal mine. I just retitled it. Look, I saved you a click. That's what it should be. I can't make fun of this enough because this is just shows. This is why, you know what? We were talking about how Trump was told there are alien hybrids. I found one. I found it. It's whoever the hell did this movie. They're in the boardroom. All right. Who has ideas? Yeah. Bob down there. Yes. Well, I would like to pitch a movie about a man pretending to be a woman working in the coal mines. That sounds real weird and out of this world. I mean, he's almost caught. That's what happened here. So they said it is an ode to resilience. Do you think that the trans man and the woman in the coal mine work the same amount of hours? Because they're like, oh, well, it's an occupation vetoed for women. Oh, well, look, the man dressed up as a woman and broke through the barrier. You didn't even need a woman to do that. Just have the man do it. He's just going to tape it back up there and go out there in a dress. Oh my gosh. So that's Netflix. That's what's happening over there. So first you've got Glee in Space, aka Star Trek, where they're all laying in a meadow like Twilight holding hands. That's some fruit. And then you got this. Frankenweenus in the coal mine. Just saying. I mean, and Kane, to your point. It would have been like, you know, what if they were talking about, well, this person, against all odds, figured out a new way to extract coal. They figured out a new way to mine, a new safer way.
Right.
Right.
Innovation.
Innovation. Well, they innovated that, you know what? Ooh. They wrong innovation. Wrong innovation. That's not even innovation, actually. That's, we don't know what that is, but it's not innovation. Oh my gosh. Do you want me to, now you're giving me titles, alternative titles in Slack, Kane.
Yes, not for air.
Why are they in Slack then?
Because that's not on air.
But it's about the air.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I just feel like they'd want to know. So is that a rule when, in order to do Netflix shows, do they stop and go, okay, well, how many trans are in here? What?
I think so. I'm not kidding.
They're like 0.5%, if that, not even that, of the population. Now they got to be over hyper represented in everything. Yes. Wait a minute. We can't do this unless we got a tranny in it. Yeah. Oh, we can't say tranny, Bob. That's bad. Okay. Unless we got a Frankenweenus in this, it's better.
It's bigotry. And, you know, according to their rules, if not.
I'm waiting for the next great football movie where it's, what was that one with James Caan? I had to watch it when I was a kid. It's like one of my husband's favorite movies. You know what I'm talking to? The internet is going to tell me in droves here. But it's, what if they did like an old football movie in that vein? Or an old hockey movie, and it's the first trans player, and it's this dude. You're not revolutionizing everything. He doesn't have to wear a cup. You know why? Because he got his weenus removed. So no cup required. Innovation. As we head into the holidays, it's not just about gifts. It's also about gratitude, reflection, and protecting what really matters: your family, your future, and your financial security. So Colin Plume at Noble Gold Investments has explained how quickly things have changed this year: markets, inflation, even job security. Your money should be working for you, not fighting against you. And with gold on the rise and the dollar slipping, it's clear why generations have turned to gold and silver to help bring stability to their financial future. When you're sitting around the table with your family, it's only natural to think about protecting what you've built so it's still there for your kids and your grandkids. Before you check out for the holidays, though, do one smart thing for your future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. When you open a qualified account, you'll receive 10 1-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are all the people I love so hard to shop for?
Like me?
Exactly.
Honey, I'm easy. But you're right. Holiday gifting is stressful.
And all the gift guides out there are boring and uninspired.
Wait, what about the guide we made?
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts mean incredible value?
It's Giving Gifts! A series of guides filled with premium gifts at great value for everyone on your list.
Yeah, because if I see one more for the dad who likes golf list, I'm out.
Right? How about something for the people who actually surprise you?
With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto. Psst, she wants a pair of stilettos.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Dying to see what those are.
And you won't believe their prices.
Just wait till you see what else is in there. It's basically a one-stop shop for everyone you know.
I started bookmarking half the list for myself, honestly.
This is the guide for the 2025 holiday gifting season.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
It's giving gifts! Gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So China's trade surplus with the rest of the world has topped $1 trillion for the first time. And some people are wondering, okay, well, it's not really stopping the flood of manufactured goods coming out of China. Their General Administration of Customs said that for the first 11 months of the year, exports increased by 5.4% compared with the same period last year. Imports fell slightly. That meant they ran a global trade surplus of a little over $1 trillion that exceeded the $990 billion surplus that was recorded for 2024. So it's about price competitiveness is what it is. And people aren't willing to do that. And at some point, you know, Trump can do so much. Congress can do so much. But it also has to be the buying behavior of the consumers. That's another thing, too. Let's see. Congress is to withhold Pentagon travel funds until it sees the boat strike videos. Okay. I just want to make fun of these people for like 5 minutes. Just that's all I want. So they said that they're going to withhold a quarter of the travel budget until the Pentagon. They're online. I mean, I don't know what else you were waiting to see. I don't know. I mean, okay. They said that lawmakers want to look at the follow-up strike. Yes, I love people who have no idea about prosecuting conflicts or really anything in this, and they're going to try to be like these armchair quarterbacks on this. Okay, all right. Fine, show them. I don't care. And let's see. Oh, gosh. Now, a Scots university is issuing a trigger warning for Harry Potter. Why? Yes. One of the top universities. It's in Glasgow. The University of Glasgow. They're issuing, Kane, a warning to undergrads. They said that the it's proof of a triggering epidemic. And that Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, it features outdated attitudes and abuse.
What? Outdated?
Take a shillelagh and wrap your tight-fisted head is what I'll do. That's so dumb. Come on, I thought y'all were tougher stuff than this. You know, come on. Braveheart? Just saying. All right, we got a lot more on the way. Stick with us.
All of the conversations that I had during my time both in Turkey and in Lebanon, including with many Muslims, were precisely concentrated on the topic of peace and respect for people of different religions. I know that, as a matter of fact, that has not always been the case. I know that in Europe there are many times fears that are present but oftentimes generated by people who are against immigration and trying to keep out people who may be from another country, another religion, another race. And in that sense, I would say that we all need to work together. One of the values of this trip is precisely to raise the world's attention to the possibility that dialogue and friendship between Muslims and Christians is possible. I think one of the great lessons that Lebanon can teach to the world is precisely showing a land where Islam, Christianity are both present and are respected, and that there is a possibility to live together, to be friends.
Well, you know, that's funny because there's some differences in Lebanon. You know, it's the Druze that have been kicking the snot out of the Islamists up there. Bedouins that have been kicking the snot. The Golan Druze have been just, I mean, their enlistment's like at 85% in terms of military. Arab Christian enlistment has tripled in the last year. A lot of it's been regional conflict. A lot of it's been as a result of October 7th. Druze, Bedouins, and Arab Christians. So, yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to sit here and nice your way out of getting raped like that one 15-year-old girl that was dragged away by three Afghan nationals. You're not going to nice your way out of getting raped. You're not going to nice your way out of having members of Somali diaspora in Minnesota swindle you out of $1 billion of taxpayer funds. That's not going to happen. This idea that it's because Christians haven't been nice enough is garbage. That's not theology. That's Marxist claptrap. That's exactly what that is. Good heavens. I mean, you know, we used to have their crusades and now we got this. Seriously? We went from the crusades to, you just got to be nice. Just got to be friends with them. You know, you can just nice the terrorism away. You can nice the Sharia away. Wow. Oh, weak. Weak. Welcome back to the program. That was a Pope, by the way. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this third hour. And Islamism, it's a real thing. There's been a fundamental shift that's been taking place across a lot of the Israeli Arab community and a lot of the community that's been in Lebanon, by the way. That's up in the northern area where you've had Christian Arabs Druze, others that have been pushing back on those on Hezbollah and a lot of the Islamists up there. So that's something I feel like, you know, there's a reason why. I mean, you're using Lebanon. By the way, Lebanon then drove away all of the Gazans out, because what happens after they started taking Gazans in? Yeah, there was civil war and attacks. By the way, the other big part of this, too, I think it's demonic when you sit here and act like people are against immigration. People aren't against controlled legal immigration. I don't know anybody who is against controlled legal immigration. I mean, that's like saying that the Vatican hates visitors. The Vatican doesn't hate visitors. The Vatican likes controlled legal visiting. I've been to the Vatican. It likes controlled legal visiting. I went through, I don't know how many security checkpoints. And that's fine because I'm going into their property. Okay. But don't sit here and act like that you have it, so it's okay. And if other sovereign nations require it, because remember, the Vatican, that is a sovereign entity. It's a city state. Don't act like other sovereign entities that have the exact same things are bad for having the exact same things you have. And then act like it's somehow more sinful. It's not against immigration. It is against unfettered, unlimited, illegal immigration. People you don't know. People who have no documentation. They can't even prove that they're not felons. They can't prove that they're not murderers. They can't prove that they're not predators. That's the objection. And it is incredibly disingenuous, especially in the name of Christ, to try to smear people of the kingdom as being against immigration when they are simply against anything that is not controlled legal immigration. And then you wonder why people have been running away from the church. Probably because of those really bad examples that you're giving, coming from the top of the chain. Why did he try to sound like English wasn't his first language either when he was talking there? Yeah. That was weird. I'm like, you're like, it's like Billy Joe from Green Day when he pretended to be British when they came out with their first album, Longview. Remember? Or the Longview was their song, self-titled. And that was back in, what, 94, 95? And they acted like they were British. So it was the same thing. Like, why are you acting like this is weird to me? Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but, you know, it is what it is. No, Islamism is a real thing. A very real thing. And it was just disappointing to see that, to hear that from the Pope. I don't know. A lot of my Catholic friends are very upset over it. A child bride was executed in Iran after killing her much older husband following years of domestic violence. Sad. She's 24 now, but she was married to this guy when she was, I don't even know if she was, she had actually started, oh, she was 12. She was married off to her cousin at the age of 12, had her first child at age 13. He used to beat her into oblivion, beat their 5-year-old son into oblivion. She phoned a cousin for help. A fight broke out. This is like every day in Sharia. It really is. I mean, in Irving, Texas, remember, there were two beautiful girls who were murdered by their father just some years ago because they were getting too westernized. So he thought the great shame was his daughters wearing just Western clothes and, you know, a little makeup, but not killing them because he didn't like the fact that they were, good heavens, they were becoming less controlled under Sharia. It's pretty amazing. She had no access to protections. And this is in Iran that practices a lot of this stuff. But this is also, we're seeing it, like I said, Irving, Texas, Minnesota. There have been instances of female genital mutilation. I mean, I don't want people's eyes to gloss over because they hear it so much. I want them to be nervous because they hear it so much that there's something serious there. There was a Somali national charged with raping a woman outside of a Nashville church. Have you guys heard about this? This is insane. She sustained injuries and didn't make it out of the hospital. This is crazy. Absolute madness. And then you hear these cases. Like there was a woman who was attacked, sexually assaulted in the UK. And the judge in that case said, well, we're going to give this guy a lighter sentence because he's new here. He was an Afghan refugee. He's new here. He doesn't understand the culture. So we're making allowances for culture for this, because I just think that's incompatible with the United States of America. This is just insane stuff. You know, CARE blocked me. So Ron DeSantis came out yesterday. By the way, why is Ron DeSantis doing this and our DOJ not? Where the hell is Pam Bondi? He declared CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations, a foreign terrorist organization. Don't forget, they're an unindicted co-conspirator in the Holy Land Foundation. He did this with executive order. And he said, I look forward to discovery, especially the CARE finances. Should be illuminating. CARE was going off yesterday. They blocked me. CARE. Unindicted co-conspirators in the whole. They're terrorists. They're absolute terrorists. And so DeSantis said that CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood are foreign terrorist organizations. And they are. It's not an advocacy group. They're terrorists. Greg Abbott has designated Muslim Brotherhood and CARE as terrorist organizations. Why are Abbott and DeSantis doing this? And Pam Bondi is not. Where's our DOJ? Their advocacy arm, Washington Free Beacon, has a story on this. CARE's political arm has been operating without any legal authority across the United States. Free Beacon reports that a probe from two watchdog groups says the group may be guilty of wire fraud, deceptive solicitation, and making false statements to the IRS. That's their CARE action, because you have CARE, that's the Council of American Islamic Relations. You have CARE, and then you have CARE action, which is like their little advocacy arm. They, in 22 states where they've been raising money and conducting political activity, apparently they have been without the licenses, the registration, or legal authority. So they're evading state and federal regulations in what is looking more and more like a very illicit fundraising scheme. All the people that talk about AIPAC don't say a damn thing about CARE. I think it's by design. I'm going to go one step further. I think people are getting paid by these organizations to go after honestly, if AIPAC was so powerful, they suck. They couldn't even get hostages out of Gaza.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Venmo Stash, a taco in one hand, and ordering a ride in the other means you're stacking cash back. Nice. Get up to 5% cash back with Venmo Stash on your favorite brands when you pay with your Venmo debit card. From takeout to rideshares, entertainment, and more. Pick a bundle with your go-tos and start earning cash back at those brands. Earn more cash when you do more with Stash. Venmo Stash terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.